Como mamá, siempre quiero lo mejor para mi familia. Por eso quiero lo mejor en mi cocina. Y eso significa solo huevos Eggland's Best. No importa cómo los cocines, siempre saben frescos y deliciosos. Y tienen más vitaminas D y E y el doble de omega 3 que los huevos regulares. Entonces, ¿por qué conformarte con menos cuando puedes tener lo mejor? Eggland's Best. Mejor sabor, mejor nutrición, mejores huevos.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5, brought to you by Zadok Jewelers, KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Belvieu, Houston. Now, this is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Hey, two in the books, one to go. Final hour of the show is the Press Box on a Friday on ESPN. We are having a good time, stirring it up and mixing it up, sports and otherwise. Breaking news in the last hour or so. Maybe you wait no longer if you're a Laker fan, if you're an NBA fan, if you're a LeBron fan, as LeBron looks like he may return this evening. For a lot of reasons, the Lakers play tonight, and it looks like LeBron James may finally return from his high ankle sprain. They are playing, bet you can't guess, the Sacramento Kings. So, you know, it's not a massive game.
That's a perfect game to come back to. Yeah. It's a perfect game to come back to. You don't want to push him too hard. He's obviously LeBron James. He's not the youngest LeBron James that we know. It is a high ankle sprain, so you got to be careful. You've got Anthony Davis back in the lineup, and now you've got LeBron. Now it's going to be interesting to see how he plays the rest of the games and whether or not he can really match up against a team like Brooklyn, who I think is going to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals.
I agree.
And the finals anyway in the East. So it's going to be interesting. I'm glad to see LeBron back. Now you get the best players on the floor.
Well, and they got to get it tuned up for the playoffs.
For sure.
And they're home tonight. I was hoping it would be in Sacramento because you're doing the Kings fans a favor, and at least, you know, they don't miss out on seeing LeBron play.
Yeah.
But I get it. At home, comfort zone. If he warms up in pregame and he feels good, he's going to give it a go. And they need to flip the switch. They need to start getting tuned up for the playoffs. They know that over this last stretch of games where they've really struggled because LeBron's been out. You know, they got to get ready to get to a point where they're peaking at the right time. They're 8-13 without LeBron. He's averaging 25 points, 8 rebounds, and 8 assists on the season. That's a big miss to have out of the lineup, especially when you combat that with saying, or you add to that AD was out for a good majority of that time as well. And no matter how good you are and you're the reigning champs, you're going to take a hit. And now you're not going to have the best record in the West, like the Nets are in the East.
Right.
You're not going to have the advantages that you might have otherwise had and made everybody go through Staples.
Yeah, the trail is going to be more difficult for the Lakers, I would imagine, because of the seeding. And that's unfortunate. But, hey, if you want to be the best team, you should be able to beat it. And even if they do have a harder route to getting to the finals, Joel, every team that they're probably going to face in the first or second round is a team they should beat, assuming most of their lineup is healthy, right? Like, where do you think they're going to fall right now in the West?
So, as it says, they started the season 21-6 until he sprained the ankle.
Okay.
All right. They're now fifth. That was obviously number one in the West.
They're fifth seed.
They're fifth seed right now at 36-26 with just a one-game lead over the Mavs for the sixth spot and a two-game lead over the Blazers for the seventh spot. Now, you don't want to fall into that play-in tournament. So, therefore, six is as low as you can go. So now is the right time. Get him this game, and assuming you get the win against a less-than-competitive Kings team as it relates to the Lakers, but you can't slip any further. You can take the five on, and you'll be fine. But if you fall into six and seven, that's a danger zone you don't want.
You don't think when it's all said and done that they could potentially have a better record than the Nuggets?
I don't. So
they're 42-21. The Lakers are 36-26.
Depends on the schedule the rest of the way and how many times they play head-to-head and and what it looks like. Because, no, I think Denver's playing great basketball right now. And I think that even without Jamal Murray.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Michael Porter Jr. has stepped it up. They've been playing great without him. And that's a, I think that's too insurmountable of a lead to catch Nick, because remember now they're not playing 82, they're playing 72.
Right. And there's what? How many games left in the season? So they are what? 1, 2,
so
three.
So they got about 10 games left.
They're six games behind the Nuggets. So it will be a bit of a stretch.
No way. Yeah, they're not catching them.
But yeah.
So LeBron's coming back. The Jazz don't scare me if the Lakers are healthy. I really don't think the Suns scare me if the Lakers are healthy. I think the legitimate team that's going to give the Lakers a problem getting out of the West is the Clippers. And if it's not the Clippers, maybe it's Utah?
Maybe. I would imagine it would be either Utah. I don't think it's Denver, obviously.
I just think without Murray, that they're good, they're not great, and they got to be great. I think that Phoenix has made a hell of a run, and the first time they made the playoffs in 11 years. But when you match up guy for guy against the Lakers, you know what? You can put DeAndre Ayton on AD, but I don't think you're stopping him. I mean, you can put Dennis Schroeder on Chris Paul, and I think he can be effective, though CP will get his. You put LeBron – I don't think you put LeBron on Booker, but Booker's the guy that's been that's the best player on the Suns. But you got too many good players on the Lakers that should be able to combat that.
I think so, too. And I think LeBron is going to be in complete focus mode. I'm not saying it was good that he got the high ankle injury, but the fact that it happened at the time that it did, and he wants to come back, and there's not really much left in the regular season. He's going to be so focused. He's going to be so ready to get back, and he's going to do some damage. Since we're on the basketball topic, I wanted to ask this about you. I don't know if you care to talk about it, but apparently an Ohio bar banned NBA games.
Why?
Until LeBron gets, I guess, quote unquote, expelled because he absolutely hates.
That's stupid.
Why are bar owners doing this? Even I don't know.
It's taking money out of your own pocket.
I just don't understand the statement that they're trying to make. Why would you cut out any type of revenue streams, even if you do hate LeBron James that much?
Well, but here's my question. Are you the only bar in the area? Because otherwise, I guarantee you the other bars aren't going to be that dumb, and they're going to show the games. And the sports fans that want to see those games are going to go spend their time in that bar drinking their beer, eating their food, and hanging out at their place, as opposed to you who thinks you're going to make a statement by not showing
them. It got political. I just realized it was about the stabbing, the 16-year-old stabbing, and he sent the tweet, then he deleted it, and then I guess he had kind of admitted that he wasn't completely educated about the topic or something like that. So that particular tweet.
From LeBron off, or the bar owner? Because LeBron
no,
did that.
LeBron yeah. sent the tweet. That yep. Deleted it. That yep. particular bar owner had a special issue with that tweet and came out and said he's blocking all NBA games. Well, you know what? How much money are you really generating right now because of NBA games? It has to be a certain city. Like if you're a sports bar in Chicago, I would imagine you better be playing the Bulls games. If you're a sports bar in, I don't know, LA.
Unless you're the only bar in around the area he's talking about, people are going to, you know what, if they want to watch hoop and you're not showing it, I'm sure there's another bar that is. Oh, well.
Yeah. I mean, look, Houston, it's kind of laughable right now. I've gone to quite a few bars, and it's like the Rockets feed is like an afterthought. You've got 50 TV channels, and you got one on the Rockets game, and no one's paying attention to it. I'm sorry. It's just the truth. You go around a lot of sports bars around the city, and that's the way it is. In this particular case, I guess this is in Ohio, so I don't know how popular Cleveland basketball is right now. So I guess it doesn't make a difference in his case.
But it's in Ohio, where LeBron is from. So there's enough LeBron fans that if they want to watch LeBron games, they'll find a way.
LeBron fans to the point where it's a basketball town, even though he hasn't played for Cleveland for a season or two?
No, I mean, look.
You think Cleveland is a good basketball town right now? You think people are just so excited about the NBA and they're going to bars to watch basketball games?
I'm saying if they are going and they want to watch a game, if this guy's not showing it, it's not going to be anything that anybody's going to lose. They're just going to find another bar that is.
Yeah.
So I don't think
Cleveland people care. And I don't think he's going to really lose
but
that much
money.
If
they don't care about the Cavs, they care about LeBron. I think that they'll always care about LeBron. They'll always follow him. He still, regardless of who the Heat, the Lakers, whatever, he still brought a title to Cleveland. He's still their own, their son, being from Akron and from Ohio, and calls Cleveland his home. That's why I think they'll always love him.
Yeah. I'm just interested to see the bar scene in terms of basketball. Like, you know, you can kind of tell a sports town when you go to bars sometimes. It's not the absolute indicator because some bars are busier than others. But when you go bars around town in Houston looking for NBA games versus bars around, I don't know, let's say Chicago, I would imagine it's a lot busier in Chicago watching the Bulls.
So even Chicago's when they one of those rare markets where even after Jordan left the Bulls, they sold out the United Center for 20 years. I mean, they went through the Derrick Rose era, but mm-hmm. even in the low times, they mm-hmm. still, it was one of our favorite places to go
because yeah.
they just are great basketball fans. But I think that to your point, if you wanted to say right now in the NBA, what cities on a night-by-night basis would the fan base be interested enough in NBA to go watch it somewhere? I think it would have to be just like the top teams.
Yeah,
like
that's in what Milwaukee, I said, L.A.
I think in Milwaukee and Phoenix. Phoenix, because you haven't made the playoffs in 11 years.
And they're
so doing you're extremely
well.
Interested. And because they're fighting for the top seed in the
I
West.
Can see Phoenix. I can see
Salt
Phoenix.
Lake City because the Jazz are the Jazz.
They're doing well.
And they're the Jazz. They're the only thing they got.
Exactly.
Milwaukee, same thing.
Sacramento Kings.
No. Nope. Lakers, Clippers, sure.
Brooklyn? No,
and not just Brooklyn. All of New York City.
Knicks.
Because the Knicks are on a tear. And they're playing well. Boston? Probably.
For sure. Boston. Do you think Seattle are still sports bars in Seattle despite losing the Supersonics?
They're
still watching?
They love basketball. They want it back.
Because yeah, I knew Seattle just, was
and by the way, in the
town.
NHL, the Kraken, they met all the criteria they had to meet in order to continue with the process of becoming the expansion team in the NHL. So they've checked all those boxes. So they're going full speed ahead that the Kraken will be the expansion NHL team in Seattle. But I told you this before. Seattle's a great basketball town. Seattle deserves an NBA team. It never should have left in the first place. And I think Seattle fans, there's a lot of basketball fans
yeah,
in Seattle.
I wouldn't be surprised about Seattle. I still miss the Supersonics. I actually appreciated their jersey. I hated them as a kid because they used to have the Rockets number yep. back in the day yep. in the 90s. So I used to kind of hate Gary Payton and Sean Kemp. But I like them now. I'm over it. But yeah, I would appreciate a basketball team in Seattle. I wouldn't be mad at it, even though I'm a Houston Rockets fan. Well, kind of right now. But that's just the way it is. I mean,
did they play last night?
That's right, I forgot.
Okay, so we'll have some news coming back on your Houston Astros. Some good, some bad, but a little breaking there as well.
Say what?
As they get ready to take on the Rays in a weekend series in Tampa. So we can get to that. We can get to so much more as we wrap it up and take you all the way till 4. That means on the flip-flop do-si-do that we're doing today on ESPN, the Blitz has already been. So you better check the podcast if you are looking for Fred and AJ and Aaron. Otherwise,
Fred looked like he was about to die. I'm just kidding. I would imagine this is not normal for them to wake up and be at work at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Fred says he's up at 5:30 every day now.
That, I don't believe that one bit.
Well, but Fred said it, so it must be true.
Every day at 5:30 in the morning? Come on.
Okay.
What radio guy does that?
Unless I know they, unless they're working the morning shift. I don't know what the NFL Network's got planned, but if you get Lance Zierlein going into the round 2 and 3 of the NFL draft for a couple hours, you better pay attention because that dude knows what he's talking about. So at least Dell and Lance will be present and accounted for a post-normal time bench this evening. And if John shows up, it's a bonus with the Granato rules. We'll be back with a whole lot more. It's the Press Box ESPN.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit HRP.net today. This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
You sports fans get a double dose of Lance. You can listen to Lance Zierlein on the bench from 4 to 7 tonight. And then you can watch
4 to 6.
4 to 6, sorry. And then the draft starts with the second and third round because we're covering it live on ESPN. But after you get a steady dose of Lance on the bench, then you get Lance on the mound for the Astros as Lance McCullers opens up the 3-game series against the Tampa Bay Rays against Ryan Yarbrough. Good news is Yordan is back.
Yeah, buddy.
He's in the lineup tonight. So evidently it was just contact tracing or protocol or something or other, but thankfully after another hiatus, he's back. But Dusty gives Yuli the day off. Yuli's one of your hottest bats.
Really? Does he need rest? What's the deal?
Yeah, and again, we get into this whole rest thing. Why?
Why does he need rest? What's the? Is this a trend going on in Major League Baseball as well?
Don't know. Chandler Rome is the one reporting that Dusty is resting Yuli Gurriel this evening.
He's like the most consistent hitter on that damn lineup. Who's the most consistent hitter on that lineup?
Well, I mean,
Brantley, maybe?
Brantley, hey, I Altuve. Feel like it's,
but up until this point, who's the most consistent hitter?
Brantley, Altuve, and Yuli have been the three most consistent, by all means, including average.
Who knows? Maybe he needs... I don't know. Maybe there's something... I have no idea. I like Yuli in the lineup. He's been so good lately. I enjoy watching him. I don't necessarily need him to hit home runs, and I appreciate that. He played a lot of games like that where he's just trying to get, you know, on top of the ball and get on base, and I appreciate that. I appreciate the consistency out of Yuli.
I like the rest of the lineup. I mean, other than Yuli, the lineup continues to be strong. Altuve leading off, Brantley in left, Bregman at third, Alvarez DHing, Correa at short, Aledimus Diaz filling in for Yuli at first, Kyle Tucker in right, then Straw and Maldonado. Now we're down to two weak bats at the end of the lineup. I still want them to do something about that, but I appreciate the defense of Maldonado. I can live with it. But it's not a bad lineup.
No, it's not a bad lineup at all. What time is the game?
It's an early start from Tampa.
Okay.
So let me get it for you here in a second.
No, that's cool. I was just curious if it was a day game or not. But
No, it's a...
But the other thing is, you don't know whether or not that you know, Yuli may have requested this, or maybe Yuli needs the rest, or maybe he wants... You don't know that, you know?
I was digging up Chandler Rome's tweet as well, because Dusty had a quote on it. So, it's his first day off of the season. That's the reason behind it. So he's getting a, I don't know, much needed or deserved day off. But aside from him, the lineup's still pretty strong, so I'm not going to bitch too much. And Lance is on the mound for the Stros. So hopefully they get back on the winning track after only getting two hits in the finale against the Mariners, but was a great homestand. When you win 6 of 8, that's a good run. And that's what they needed to do. And they got above 500 and they did a lot of good things. So they're 13-12, but their road record is 6-5 after starting off hot in Oakland.
This is an important road trip because they're going on the road to Tampa. Then they have the next three games at New York. They're playing tonight at 6:10 Houston time, 7:10 Eastern time. And Lance, you said, is on the mound. So hopefully he does well. Hopefully he does well.
Someone said, did Joel just make that up on the fly, Lance on the bench and then Lance on the mound? I did. Sorry. And he actually said it was cool. So, other people. So this is an interesting one, too, getting to what Nick's point was and what I was talking about with Seattle. Fellas, just came back from Seattle on Wednesday. They are stoked for the Kraken and hockey, which was a big get for them. But he said, I still saw Kemp jerseys. Oh, Seattle's a good sports town.
I think people loved Kemp. I mean, Kemp,
think about,
he was so tenacious with his play. People appreciated the aggressiveness. Kind of like Russell Westbrook, he was just nasty.
Now, when I was working for the Blazers up in Portland, and Seattle's a 2-hour drive, and so we would go up for a Blazers Sonics game, and if the Mariners were playing, we'd catch Mariners games. When they had Griffey Jr., boy, that kingdom was rocking.
Just loud.
And remember now, they had good teams. They had Edgar Martinez, Tino Martinez. They had Randy Johnson. They had Alex Rodriguez. They had Ken Griffey Jr. They had Jay Buhner, who's from here, I believe. He's from Texas, and he was a big fan favorite there. But they loved that Mariners team. And then those Sonics teams. And you mentioned the Keys with Peyton and Kemp. But from Dale Ellis to Detlef Schrempf to Nate McMillan to all those, and they were a thorn in the Rockets' side. But those were good teams.
Oh, dude, I appreciated that team. It's funny that we're bringing this up. It just reminded me of this as we're talking about it. But I was rewatching The Last Dance not too long ago, maybe like a week or two ago, and I noticed that Sean Kemp wouldn't make an appearance on that. It was Gary Payton that was willing to talk, but Sean Kemp, for whatever reason, never made an appearance. And I bet you he's the one who denied it. Gary Payton was all about, you know, those first three games, George Karl wouldn't let me defend Michael Jordan. So I took the decision myself, and I started defending Michael Jordan. And I'm, you know, if I was defending Michael Jordan the entire series, maybe the Sonics would have beat the Bulls. But Sean Kemp, I felt like he probably just didn't want to go. Plus, I heard he kind of gained some weight. Like, he's
a big dude.
Like, he's massive now. He does not look nothing
like...
He's
a big dude. Like, because...
He was already big when he went to the Magic.
Well,
he was big
after he got done playing. He was living here in town, I think.
In Houston?
Yeah.
I had
for
no
some
idea.
Reason, or at least he was in town a lot, because Tracy McGrady would have his celebrity softball classic, and they would have all the different teams. And we played against Sean Kemp's team, and he played third base, and he was a large individual.
Yeah, but he was big before he retired. Like, when he tried to make a comeback, I believe he played for the Magic. I believe he had a stint with the Magic.
I think you're right. And I think he made he was with the Cavs for a while, too.
Yeah.
I think. But, yeah, I mean, I think a lot of guys, when they get done playing, they...
Yeah, dude, you've been working out the whole time. You've been very consistent. It's your freaking career.
Well, we talked about even with the NFL guys, it's particularly linemen. They either blow up or they shrink. Because... Nope. There's a lot of former offensive linemen. Oh, Joe Thomas, the Browns lineman, he's now, like, really shrunk. But some of the other guys, some of the wide receivers and the guys that had to stay small, they blow up in a hurry, too.
Yeah, yeah, because you're just chilling. You don't have the access to the gym. You're not going to work every day. You don't have all these resources that keep your body moving and healthy every single day. And if you don't, you know what you turned out to be? You turn out to be someone like me who doesn't take care of his body, doesn't exercise, drinks alcohol, that kind of stuff. Apparently, he's 280 pounds, according to the Wikipedia. That's not true.
Yeah, Jay Buhner went to Clear Creek High School. So he is from here. I was right. Jay Buhner was a big-time player with a good arm for the Mariners for a lot of years. And like I said, a fan favorite. Those Mariners teams were pretty damn good. So we've got Astros tonight against the Rays. I'd love to tell you, Nick, when your Houston Rockets are on national TV on Saturday.
Are they really?
Yeah. Against the Warriors.
Well, it's pre-scheduled, so they can't change it. Well, I guess they could flex it if they really, really wanted to.
Is it Saturday or Sunday? I'm looking.
Let's look it up real quick.
It is Saturday, ESPN, 6:30 Central, Warriors your Houston Rockets at the Toyota Center.
I wouldn't mind going to the game just so I can run into Steph Curry's mom again.
You should get yourself a pass.
I should, but I haven't. I don't like the idea of going to games for some reason. I used to love it. I used to be the guy basically at the station that would go to. I would go to more baseball games than Palillo. I'm telling you.
Do you really
think I did go at one point? I was going to more baseball games than Palillo, but now I just don't want to go and do
you
it.
You did. I would verify
that's
that.
A fact. That's a fact.
I know you used to go and get sound for us and everything. Do you really think that Steph Curry's mom is going to road games in Houston?
No. She did when, remember, playoffs. When I was covering the game, is when the Rockets were significantly better. This was the playoffs. Of course, his dad and his mom were in town, and I just happened to go on the elevator and run into him.
You and AJ, big fan of Steph's mom.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Oh, AJ is too. I didn't know that.
I've heard AJ talk about it.
Before. How could you not be a fan of Steph's mom?
Pretty lady. It's fine. Devontae Smith, if you missed it, when the Eagles made a trade with the Cowboys to move up, they got their receiver that they needed by getting Devontae Smith, the Heisman Trophy winner from Alabama. Oh, he's trying to get in good with Philly people.
How many Alabama?
He tweets out, best cheesesteak spot in Philly.
Yay, do what you got to do.
Pats? With the cheese whiz?
Oh, with the cheese whiz.
Yeah. Charlie doesn't like cheese, so don't ask him. I'm just asking a question. It's Pats and there's another one, but... I don't believe cheesesteak should be made with cheese whiz.
I'm not so much of a cheesesteak expert to the point where I'm like, well, that's not traditional enough. So if you put cheese whiz in my Philly cheesesteak, I'm probably still gonna eat it.
It doesn't surprise me in the least.
I mean, and look, don't make it sound like I'm not a picky eater, because I am a picky eater. I don't eat anything.
Are you?
No. Tell me if I'm just absolutely devouring every little piece of free food every time we get here. Don't even act. I would own it if
you just passed on chocolate chip cookies.
Exactly. I'm actually pretty good with portion size. I just don't do any exercise. I haven't done exercise in probably 2 years, man. That's what I need.
But you are a cheese guy.
100%. I don't get Charlie's.
But that's why you can't do Cheese Whiz, because you at least it's like someone that's a wine connoisseur is not going to go do a $20 bottle of wine from Randall's.
If they have the money, absolutely not.
And they're going to be able to tell the difference. That's why someone that's from America's Dairyland is going to lean towards real melted provolone and or mozzarella or other cheeses as opposed to Cheese Whiz on a cheesesteak.
Yeah, I'm actually not against the whole cheese. So you don't like Cheese Whiz, obviously.
I'm not a fan.
Okay.
Because I'm a fan of real cheese.
And coming from Wisconsin, I can see how you should be picky about cheese.
The only processed cheese food, and American cheese is still good, especially for grilled cheese. But the only other process that I will endorse is Velveeta, because it tastes really good.
I like Velveeta, but I know people, it's processed. I've been hated on for liking Velveeta, but some people tell me I need to do more push-ups. I know. I don't need you to tell me. OG
again,
from H-Town.
We always get, and OG's missed the critic of everything. Why isn't OG submitting pictures?
He's like,
you
can tell
you're not, and where he works.
You can tell
so
you're not in
bust
shape.
His ass on everything.
You can tell. I can see your boobs, Nick. Look, I'm a radio guy. I'm supposed to be unhealthy, right?
Did you also catch this, that Zach Wilson's mom was catching a lot of love last night?
Oh, is she hot?
Yeah.
Had no idea.
Yeah, you might want to check that in the break. A lot of people were all over that. Someone said that, asked the question, why can't they keep the Supersonics name in Seattle? I had not heard that they couldn't. Unless when they moved the Sonics to OKC, they became the Thunder, but I believe all the records and all the history of the Sonics came with them. You got to be able to work something out. If Seattle ever gets an expansion team, the Sonics records have to stay in Seattle. The only caveat is Kevin Durant played 1 year with the Sonics before they became the Thunder.
So what's wrong with that?
So his history should stay with the Thunder
and not
the Sonics. I think there's a way you can get around
that. And I think Seattle fans would be really upset if they did bring back a team and it wasn't the Supersonics. And, you know, like just kind of like Houston. I mean, people were so bitter about the Oilers situation. It's, you know, I mean, you don't want that to happen.
Yeah, I still think it's just sacrilegious to see that in Tennessee for Titans games, that Earl Campbell's jersey and Bruce Matthews' jersey and all the Hall of Famers are hanging there. I think that's wrong. I don't think that's where they belong. And that wasn't the city in which they played. But that's just me. All right, we're going to continue to roll. We got a half hour to go on the show, so we got lots of other things we can get to, and that always includes you. If there's something you want to get off your chest, you've had on your mind, bring it to us. We'd love to talk about that, too. 713-780-3776 is our HRNP listener line for calls and texts. Otherwise, it's Twitch and Twitter. It's us till 4. It's the bench tonight from 4 till 7, or at least two-thirds of it, right here on ESPN.
ESPN 97.5.
This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 30 minutes to go in another week of shows right here on ESPN 97.5, 92.5 FM. It's Nick and myself. It's the Press Box till 4. Today, as you missed it, we flip-flopped a little bit.
Yes, the Blitz was on in the morning.
Blitz did the morning. The bench does the night, in part because Johnny G had to golf again.
Can we confirm this? Is your source legit?
My source is John and Lance talking about it yesterday on the air. And John going, oh, well, wait a minute. Even if it does rain, I didn't know they moved the show till 4. I mean, I might be able to do that. I might be drunk.
Well, you can't
Wouldn't
do the show drunk.
Wouldn't be the first ESPN host that did a show drunk.
No, we never do shows drunk. Not one on-air host
would
has
never
ever,
do it this week.
Never.
Jeez.
I would never. You would never. Fred, Fred is probably the biggest professional when it comes down to drinking on a show. He probably would never drink an ounce of alcohol while doing the Blitz. He would never do something like that.
Yeah, nope, never going to happen. News of the day, as we mentioned, LeBron James upgraded to questionable for tonight's game at home against the Kings.
Which means he's probably
playing. He's probably going to play. He's going to test it in the pre-game and then see. Major League Baseball has banned Roberto Alomar, as has the Blue Jays taken down all things honoring and remembering him after sexual misconduct inquiries that were brought up stemming from an incident in 2014 were resurfaced by an external investigation, and both Major League Baseball and the Blue Jays reacted. The Kraken, the Seattle NHL expansion franchise, met all the goals they had to meet from a ticket perspective. They now officially join the NHL. Round one of the NFL draft is in the books. Round two and three tonight. The weekend will carry you through the rest of it, and we will carry it all right here. So the bench will go 4 to 6, and then the draft will be on the air for the extent of rounds two and three here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Correct. So if you're a super, super big draft geek, or if that's something that you absolutely appreciate, which I know a lot of people do, even when it gets down into the second and third rounds, absolutely tune in, because it's going to be some good content if you are that type of person and enjoy listening to it on radio as opposed to watching it. So,
and again, we talked about it earlier in the show. We don't need three different networks carrying the draft. And if you're a Kuiper guy or a McShay guy, is that going to sway you to go one way or the other? Or if you don't like either guy, are you going to the NFL Network? But ABC, ESPN, and NFL Network's a little overkill to me. I don't think we need all that. And it's the exact same with the exception of any of the analysis. It's the same band on at the same time and the same video of the stage. And the only time it changed is if they went to their panel. I mean, I don't see a need for all of that.
I mean, do you feel like they're that? I mean, are they? I mean, they're pretty. They know what they're doing. If you think if it really didn't make sense, would they do it? Or do you think it's a situation that they're just trying in hopes to see maybe it'll work and maybe it does blow up?
I think it's more money for their outlets. I think that ABC and ESPN are all Disney. So whatever they're doing with whatever sponsors they're doing, whether they separate it, I didn't check that closely to see are they running the same commercials on both, because they had two different broadcasts going with two different, because Greenberg hosted on one, and was it Carl? Who was Carl Ravitch, or who was doing? Or I don't know, but ESPN had two different hosts depending on which channel you. And they split up Kuiper and McShay, and Lewis Riddick and Booger were on one, and Herb Street and somebody else were on the other.
What do you think of Kuiper? I look at Kuiper, and the only thing that's evolved is his glasses. Everything else has been exactly the same. His suit,
when
his
hair.
When
he talks about how much hairspray he uses so it doesn't move, and they make fun of him a lot. But, you know, the only thing that I think I can ever say that I still always remember when I see Mel Kuiper is the fact that I always thought that it was just legit all of them analyzing the players. And when I found out that he might have been on the take and taking cash to pump up certain players from certain agents.
Is that a fact?
It's been reported a lot.
Allegedly, kind of.
And then
thing?
The one story was, too, when he believed so heavily in Jimmy Clausen from Notre Dame that he said by 2018, if Jimmy Clausen's not a starter in the NFL, I'll quit my job. And then we got to that point, and he wasn't so quick to jump on that. Mm. Hey, Delvin Diesel's in the building.
Is he really?
I see him behind you.
Dell?
That means we know Dell will be a part of the bench.
So, he wouldn't do the show with me yesterday. He was really lazy about it.
Dell's not wearing a hat right now either. It's rare that you see Dell without a
hat.
He
should definitely wear a hat. He needs to wear a hat.
That's not nice. We just don't know. We know that, and Lance is scheduled. And everybody said, isn't 95% of the draft night the panels? The actual picks are only a few minutes overall. Sure, but I'm talking about leading into it and around it. They're using the same video for the most part. The only thing I can say is like I said, NFL Network has a separate set of sponsors from ABC and ESPN, and they're probably giving them a chance to make some money if people want to watch it that way, too. And there's a lot of people that don't like Mike Greenberg, evidently, based on some of the
feedback. We know you don't. That's for damn sure.
I'm not as
you,
big as fan.
You can't stand him. Like, if Greenberg walked into the studio right now, what would you do? I think you'd punch him.
No,
right? You'd punch him in his throat.
We've had him on the show, and I've told you this. We had him on the show, and he couldn't have been more disinterested when we had him on the show, and we were having him on the show to promote his stuff. That annoyed me.
I am with you 100%. Remember when, was it Adam Schefter or was it Ian Rappaport who literally hung up in the middle of a live segment?
Rappaport. Because we had Schefter on, and he engaged with us. And then remember I asked him, like, how many contacts do you have in your phone and whatever? And he loved that. And then he started counting, and then he was talking to us about it.
Yeah.
And I said, what happens if he lost the phone? And we had a great conversation. I'm a fan of Schefter.
Yeah. Well, he was cooler with us on our interviews. Yeah, I can understand that. I can absolutely understand that. At the same time, we've been
and
kind
he's
of...
a massive basketball fan, closet basketball. And remember, we asked him how he got involved.
Yeah.
And he said he actually had started with fantasy basketball, and then he started paying such close attention to it that he was watching it all the time, which was cool. So I'm a big fan of Schefter, and I know that you've pointed out on several occasions Ian Rappaport's not exactly...
Well, he literally hung up in the middle of a freaking interview. He's, I got breaking news. So the guy goes off on him on the air. He's forced to apologize by the What is it, ESPN or NFL?
I think he's NFL Network.
I'm having a brain fart. NFL forces him to have to apologize, and then he goes back on the air, and he's like, so, you know, I apologized, and do you have anything else to say to me? He's like, nah, I didn't do anything wrong. I said my piece. Thank you for apologizing. Get out of here. And I thought that was great. I felt like the radio host, I forget his name, but I felt like the radio host handled it perfectly.
I've heard other people say he can be kind of salty.
Well, I mean, he's a big name host. Usually when you start, you're talking about the radio host or you're talking about Rappaport?
Ian Rappaport.
Yeah, I can believe that 100%. Plus, I think he's short.
I don't care how tall he is.
No, but I think, you know how it is with short
people. Oh, you're saying there's a syndrome involved with that?
Well, also, I think, isn't he one of the ones that wears those shoes that make you look taller?
Platforms?
Yeah, like you can't tell that they look like classy
shoes.
They're
like elevator shoes, they call them too, I think.
And they make you look taller. Isn't he the one that does that?
I don't know.
I don't know why. I know there's a couple.
How about the fact that Todd McShay is doing commercials for Just for Men? You call cashing in the mainstream. I'm not mad at him. I'm just saying it's kind of weird because you would think Kuiper's the guy that's needing to stay from Gray, and McShay's still young enough. But
the fact that he still used hairspray. How old is Mel Kiper? My dad used to use hairspray all the time. Let's see here. Mel Kiper.
Oh, the one day on ESPN.
He's 60.
They were riding him one day about his hair. And McShay says, we're in New York in the middle of a wind tunnel. And he said, my jacket's blowing up. The wrapper from my sandwich is all over the place. And I look and not a hair's out of place on Kiper. And Kuiper says he uses the cheap stuff. I forget the company he named. The hairspray. But he was like, yeah, I use about a can of blah, blah, blah. And he's like, no lie, I use it every time I'm going to be on the air.
I bet you he has like a little section in his house and it's just nothing. It's like there's like two cases of cheap hairspray that he probably likes the smell of it.
And by the way, good for Trey Wingo. I don't think he got a fair deal after Wingo and Golic. And they just kind of unceremoniously just said, you're not here anymore.
That was another nice guy on Radio Row. He was nicer than Greenberg.
He's a super nice guy.
Yeah.
Yep. And he is. And remember, he did the Houston hello.
Yeah.
He did the interview.
Yep. I loved it.
And all of a sudden, ESPN says, thanks, nope, but we don't need you anymore after all those years put in. And Fox Sports hired him to do the draft coverage.
Good.
So good for them.
Good for them.
Good for him. All right. We got one segment to go on the show. We're going to wrap it up next and turn it over to the bench. Before we do that, I want to tell you about the good people at Apollo Men's Health. I've been telling you about them for quite a while, and I love the people at Apollo Men's Health because they're good people doing great things. Dr. O and his staff, Dr. O is an expert, and he's an expert because he has worked at those other clinics, and he knows what's worked and what doesn't. And then he bought his own clinics so that he could eliminate all the BS and just take care of customers on a daily basis by doing what works. It's everything. It's hormone therapy for both men and women so that you can get to feeling like you were in your 20s or that you thought you could never feel like again. From the boardroom to the bedroom to the weight room, they have ways to help you out. They have full body composition analysis so you can get your body fat and all the data that you need so that you can get to feeling better and taking better care of yourself. They can help you with your diet. They can help you recover faster with HGH peptide therapy. And it all starts by setting up your first appointment. Call them today, 832-664-9966, or go to apollomh.com. Either way, when you set up that first appointment, you're going to find out most major insurance is accepted. Discounts for military personnel and first responders. In the month of May, you mentioned my name. You're going to get that free B12 shot on your initial visit. And the process is going to go from there. They'll ask you tough questions, but if you give them honest answers, they're going to get you results. They're good people doing great things. It's the people at Apollo Men's Health.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Back to wrap it up on the box. Another good week of shows as we
It's been a fun show, man.
It has. We've had a lot of fun. We got a lot of the non-sportsy stuff out in the middle, but had even a good fun with that. Now let me ask you this before we get out of here, Nick. I saw this, and it's kind of weird to me. So Adam Sandler and his daughter went to an International House of Pancakes.
Okay. IHOP.
All right. And as you've seen when I played hoops with him and I had that picture that I tweeted out, He's just an average dude. He likes baggy basketball shorts and sweatshirts, yeah, and gym wear. So, and they had masks on. And the hostess was a 17-year-old girl, and he said, how long is the wait? And she said, a half hour. And he looked at his daughter, and he said, yeah, we're not going to wait. And he walked out. And someone who did recognize him happened to have filmed it with their phone, and they put it on social media.
Really?
And the 17-year-old hostess was getting just ripped because of the fact that they said she should have known who that was. She should have moved him to the front of the line, got him a table.
No, she shouldn't.
I completely disagree. I give Adam Sandler credit because everybody's like, he should have said who he was so he would have gotten a table. I give him credit for not giving his name out, for not saying who he was, for not worrying about that.
That's not his MO. He's never been a guy like that.
No.
You just mentioned all the things, like when he used to play basketball. Didn't he play basketball with you at the Met?
At the Met, yep.
Baggy shorts, big T-shirt, jeans. He even when he used to accept awards, he would pull up in like a white T-shirt and regular jeans and talk about it. He didn't care. So I don't get why the hostess is getting all. I want to see this video because people just, they're looking for a reason to complain.
I put the link. I'll retweet it right now.
At Pac-Man Joel.
Yep, at Pac-Man Joel, and it was from the New York Times. And essentially, the hostess then felt obligated. She felt awful, and she put a TikTok video out there to apologize. And basically, you know, and people were like trying to come at her. I don't think that's the case at all. I'm like, everybody puts their pants on the same way. So everybody deserves an equal shot. Why should the people that were waiting the half hour get pushed aside because Adam Sandler wants a table? And like I said, to his credit, he didn't drop his name and say that he had to or wanted to get moved to the front of the line.
Not to mention he's wearing a mask.
And I said that, right, yeah. So
I mean,
people got to chill out a little.
Yeah, they do need to chill out. People are always, did I tell you someone complained because I had my dog was in the front yard without a leash? And I got a complaint about that. I forgot to tell you about this. I've never experienced a Karen in my life in the neighborhood.
Really?
Yeah.
What did she say?
You know me, though. I've been on record saying I don't like putting a leash on my dog.
Right.
But I know my dog gets kind of, you've heard my dog get a little barky at times and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you right now, I would put my dog up against 90% of the dogs out there in terms of being
obedient.
Obedient. Like if I say, get your ass back in the house. She will not go. If she goes in the front yard, she will not go in the street. The dog was like maybe closer to the side door as opposed to the front door. So she really saw my dog stand like on the driveway more than the front yard.
Mm-hmm.
But when she sends the official complaint.
Like an official.
Yeah. She sends in and says that it was what in the front yard by the street. And it really wasn't. And even if it was, like I've had the dog for 8 years. And I don't know who she, I didn't even care. I was like, wow, I thought it was funny. I've actually run into a Karen for the first time in my life. I'm like, whatever. But like, I've had the dog for 8 years. I think I know where the dog is going to go. You know what I mean? Like, the dog has been with me since day one. But the whole leash thing and the fact that you take the time to pick up the phone to complain, unless you're in the park or
you
something.
You got to find something better to do. And I've told you my story with that because I'm with you. I don't care. And everybody gives me a hard time for how many dogs we have. But our dogs are better behaved than any other dogs. I have a house behind me. They have one dog. It has barked more and barks more on a daily basis than any of my dogs combined.
Yeah.
And my dogs obey. But the fact that one day, one time when I wasn't home, the gate was left open and our dogs got out.
Mm-hmm.
And Lisa, the minute she saw it, she ran in, she reeled them in, and she got them all back in. And the cops came to the door because a lady that was getting her mail tried to say that one of our dogs that she couldn't identify and describe bit her, to which the cop then said, can I see the wounds? And she couldn't provide any wounds on her. There was no skin breakage. There wasn't even teeth marks.
No.
There was, she had where it looked like, and we couldn't verify whether she scratched herself or not to try and make her story better, but they were trying to hit the home run. Who tries to sue their neighbor for money so that they can take, so they can get some cash too?
Yeah. Well, that elevated quickly for you. I didn't have that.
I was so, when I got home,
if you're getting
livid.
Sued, I'd be livid too. I mean, I'd be livid too. I mean, my case was just a stupid complainer. You know what I mean? Like,
but even that, if you're going to be neighbors with someone, and with, you know what the proper thing to do is the same thing I said in our situation. Just knock on your door and say, hey, I'm your neighbor. your dog, this thing with your dog concerns me a little bit. And then you guys can talk it out. Whether you agree to do it, you agree with them or not, at least it's communication between neighbors because y'all have to live in the same area. As opposed to, first thing I'm going to do is either call the cops or just go at you.
Yeah. Well, see, the problem is with some of these complainers that love to complain, like actually enjoy complaining, they have something called a cell phone that's just too accessible to them. So if you're a guy or a girl that wants to complain a lot, it's just a matter of buttons. It's a matter of clicking something on your iPhone, sending an email, sending a text, sending a message on the HOA app, which I've absolutely deleted because I thought that was horrendous. And I think people are dumb. Someone on the, what made me delete the HOA app was when someone mentioned that there was a dead, like possum on somebody's yard. And she was afraid that it was something bigger in the neighborhood. And she was super concerned. Dude, if you got a dead possum or a dead rat on your yard, just remove it and move on from it. If it happens a bunch of times, I understand your concern. But you took the time to put that in an app. I hope I don't get that old. And I might turn into
now, Barry would do that.
A Laminac.
Yes, he would.
Actually, both Barrys would do that.
With that damn neighborhood HOA thing that he gets into, and then he sells everybody out. He takes pictures and slaps them up there immediately.
Well, he's got ring cameras all over his damn mansion over there and cut and shoot. He's probably got one in his door on his in the
remember
second
when
floor?
Somebody got, like, what did they get, like, tire tracks on his lawn?
The UPS driver comes onto the driveway, and instead of going, like, on the driveway, like, drives onto the grass and just breaks the sprinkler system. It was so funny.
And he was like, no, I'm figuring this out. When I figure it out, I'm putting it on
that
Facebook
Amazon.
App.
It was the Amazon truck.
I'm putting it on Facebook. I'm selling this guy out. I'm getting him. I was like, wow, man, that's intense. Of course, he was the big, we all know he's the big lawn guy. Adam Schefter just reporting within the hour, the Ravens officially picking up quarterback Lamar Jackson's fully guaranteed $23.1 million fifth-year option. It had become a deal because people made it such. They had thrown rumors out there that Harbaugh had to respond to, and John Harbaugh came out and said, of course we are. Now they absolutely are because it's official. They've picked up the fifth year on Lamar Jackson, as they should.
Yeah, they should, and I thought it was pretty evident that they would do it. A lot of people were saying, why shouldn't they just give him an offer? No, I wouldn't have done that, and I'm glad Lamar Jackson is not in a situation like he's trying to complain, like, why aren't you paying me my money? Why aren't you? I'm glad it's not a situation like that. Pick up the fifth-year option, see what he can do, and then go from there. You know what I mean? Maybe get him some weapons to make it look like he can kind of throw a ball.
Well, they lucked out in the draft last night, and they got themselves a receiver to add. So we'll see how it goes the rest of the weekend, but that's going to be fun to watch. And again, like I said, best place in the business pre-draft to get all the info you need is the man, the myth, the legend, the expert, Lance Zierlein. He works his ass off on all this stuff, too. So he knows his stuff way better than anybody on one of these panels, on one of these three networks that are covering the draft. Are they doing all three networks tonight, too?
I think so.
My goodness, I'll pass. I'll listen to Lance. I'll periodically pop in. And the Texans get a pick tonight. While I'm watching the Astros, I may even switch over when they get close to see when they trade down and when they draft a lawn snapper. But until then, Nick and I are going to be back next week. Hopefully you will too. You have yourself a great weekend, everybody. And become boxers. Tell a friend. Come on along for the ride. We'll be back on Monday. Have a great weekend.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real. Fun. Sports.